بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. من عقبة بن عامر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من نجا؟ قال أمسك عليك لسانك وليسع بيتك وقع على خطيئتك أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, our deen of Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one of the hadith, Ad-deenu al-nasiha. The real meaning of the deen, the object of the deen, is the advice, nasiha. And the whole concept of the deen is to gain a success. Everyone in this dunya, in this world, is looking for success. You ask anyone that, are you willing to fail? You will say, no, I want to be successful. I want to win. But the concept of success, the criteria of the success, are the different in the minds of the people. What the people regard success is, if a person is running his business nicely, earning more and more profit, he will be successful. If a person was living in an apartment, then he bought the house, big house, people look at him as a successful person, he achieved something. So all these materialistic things we regard and we strive for it. We work hard for it, we struggle for it, we sacrifice for it to gain the success of this materialistic world. Most of us came in this masjid right now. Ask anyone, where are you coming from? That answer will be, I came from my job. I just stopped working because it's a Juma time. So I came from my job. Okay. Where will we go after masjid when the salat will be over? Answer will be same. I'll go back to my job. I still have to work till the evening. And why are you working from the morning till evening? To gain something. To achieve something. This is the cycle of our life. That we always, we set up a goal and target and we try to reach to it. We try to achieve that target. But as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the whole Quran for our guidance, Hudan lil muttaqin, and in the Holy Quran, there is no single ayah or verse you will find which is recommending or teaching us about material things, about the dunya. You won't find any verse that if you read these words, you will become a successful businessman. If you read, if you follow this ayah, you will become a good farmer. Or if you go do this ayah, practice on it, you will become a top engineer or top doctor. You won't find any words in the Holy Quran which is teaching towards any material thing, any job of this dunya. Rather, from the beginning till evening, from Alif Lam Mim till Wan Nas, the ayat are diverting our attention, our mode of effort towards akhirah, towards life after death. هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. From dunya towards the akhirah. Whole Quran you study. Every time is encouraging, giving the advices, mentioning the ayat and events of the previous ummah and nation, what happened to them. So you don't do the same thing. Be careful. Look what was their consequences, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. What was the outcome, what was the result of their disbeliefs? They did not believe life after death. They did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look what happened to them. You don't go that path. That's the whole Quran, an-nasiha, advice, admonishing. And not only the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down 124,000 selected, chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with one mission, with one object, that link the creation with creator. Divert the attention of the people from the worldly things towards the akhirah, which is everlasting life. وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِبْ وَإِنَّ الدَّارِ الْآخِرَةَ لَيَا الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَمْ نَعْلَمُونَ. The real life is life after death. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ زَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ فِي النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Every soul is going to taste of death, and that person will be successful inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will be protected from hellfire and will get entry into the paradise. Again, success, the criteria of the success, a formula of the success, according to the Holy Quran, according to our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to work towards akhirah, to prepare for hereafter. Everything. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Little ayatua of amal, good action. If you do in this world, you will find the result in hereafter, the profit in hereafter, the thawab and reward in hereafter. On the other hand, if you waste your time, if you waste your energy, if you waste your wealth, if you waste your life to accumulate the worldly things, commit sins after sins, violate the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even little bit violation, little bit sin, which you regard insignificant, miskala dharratin, sharran, little bit, the side of mustard seed, but you will find the consequences, the punishment of that bad action, of that evil action in hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always encouraging towards hereafter. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدُهُ فِي حَرْثِ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. Whoever strives, make an effort to achieve the goal and success in hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and promises, I will increase his effort. If he does one good action, I will multiply to 10 times. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Minimum. He is working towards Akhirah. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. But whoever works make its effort towards these worldly things. I am going to give him a little bit out of it. No one gets whatever he plans for it. No one gets 100% whatever he makes an effort and sacrifice towards it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for dunya, I'm going to give little bit. I'm not going to give him 100%. Although his effort, his sacrifices are more, working double job, but the earning he will get, it will be little bit. And then because he only worked for the dunya, his concept was only dunya, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. He will have no portion in hereafter. He will be the loser. He will not be successful. Maybe in dunya, people will look at him as a successful businessman, successful person, wealthy person, have a lot of influences and position, you know. But in hereafter, وَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. Nothing will get. He will not achieve anything in hereafter. My brothers and sisters, the formula of najat, the success, it's so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making an announcement every day 5 times. There is no other announcement are so continuously, constantly are been made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except for the najat. Muazzin is calling you towards the najat. Hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala